You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are joined by Sherry Taylor, the founder and CEO of Fulcrum HR Consulting, a company which specializes in partnering with small to mid-sized businesses to provide both tactical and strategic human resources direction. Sherry, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, we're most pleased to have you and looking forward to hearing from you as well. So for starters, what is the importance to companies of engaging professional HR help right from the start?
Right. So there's many areas of importance, but, you know, initially a startup or a new company, really it's just such a core business function. Human resources, that they need to develop an HR strategy and have some idea of how they're going to handle the continuing oversight that's necessary. It's really, really basic. It's as important as marketing or accounting or any other core business function, if not more important. It's the key to being able to strategize and define how you're going to run and operate your business. Having a clearly defined plan, how you're going to compensate your workforce, what kind of pay and benefits, knowing the types of jobs you're going to need to run the company, how to legally define those jobs, how to recruit talent, and having the appropriate policies and procedures from a legal standpoint. Those are all critical components of a responsible, organized, well-run company. So while it should be one of the first areas that a new company focuses on, very frequently it's one of the last.
Yeah, I bet so. What are the potential legal ramifications of trying to do HR in-house with inexperienced staff? Love to hear your take on that.
Sure. So we live in such a litigious society. And if anything, the last 3 or 4 months of ongoing harassment claims and allegations proves is that HR done casually or really in a lot of cases not at all can have some very, very serious legal ramifications. It chips away at the company's reputation, the level of trust in leadership, and the day-to-day work environment for its employees. It's just a completely unnecessary risk, and there are tons of professional HR resources that are available to companies of all sizes and at many different price points. So just winging it is really, it's just unacceptable. I mean, really, it should be unacceptable for you, for the business owner, because they should be very concerned about the potential for getting sued. But it's a lot more than that. You want to have an environment, a company culture that employees feel comfortable in, where the work is meaningful and they can tie back what they do in their specific job to the overall company mission and its goals and objectives. So, there's a lot of ways to look at it, it's unfortunate that companies feel that, it's unfortunate that companies don't understand some companies don't understand the value that HR provides unless it's the threat of potentially being sued, which could totally happen. But so what a lot of times they do is they will task an administrative person in the office with the HR responsibilities. And that person is no more prepared to handle the myriad of things that can come up. I mean, even seasoned, experienced, educated, certified HR professionals run into things every day that, you know, could potentially, you know, lob a bomb into the company's, you know, welfare. So it's really risky to just sort of take the strategy that, you know, we're going to just see what happens and hope for the best. All companies can and should investigate hiring some sort of professional human resources.
If you would, get into what different types of HR service providers are available to companies.
So there's a number of different options. So, of course, you can do HR in-house. You can have somebody hire an HR staff person in-house, and that person could be part-time and full-time. And so for a lot of smaller companies, it doesn't make sense to have a full-time HR person. There's just simply not enough workload to justify that. Or a company could engage, and they're becoming really popular now, something called a PEO, a professional employment organization, or an ASO, which is an administrative services organization. And they each one has its own benefits and array of services, but the key difference is that a professional employment organization, or a PEO, essentially is a co-employer and files all of the taxes and takes on all of the risk for the company that they're doing the work for. A lot of businesses are uncomfortable with that because they fear that they're losing control and that the employees will not look at them, the business itself, as the employer. But that is one option. And that really addresses a lot of the back office administrative services that a company and all companies have. So payroll, benefits providers, the administration of those services, and some other things like training and development. They can do some things like employee relations and other things. But there are a lot of options. Administrative services, ASO organizations are also extremely popular because they you can kind of do an a la carte service, so you can kind of pick, you have a lot more flexibility and options with a service like that rather than a PEO, which, you know, is kind of an all or nothing thing. But with an ASO, you can choose what types of services you're interested in engaging them with, and still maintain your own in-house HR person. So essentially it offloads a lot of the back office administration and automates a lot of that work that used to have to be done manually. So in many respects, they make a lot of sense for all businesses, although generally both of those types of services handle smaller employee bases, you know, up to maybe a couple hundred employees. So, and then last but not least, you have HR consulting companies such as mine who interface with those other types of HR providers, but generally handle less back office HR type situations. So, you know, my company will get involved in a lot of executive recruiting, employee relations issues, workplace investigation, no back office situations whatsoever. So it's at a higher level, but that is definitely an option for companies as well. So you could do each one of those as a standalone, or you could really employ kind of a hybrid option and do sort of a mix, you know, of the four, or the three, really. You couldn't do four, but definitely of the three.
Today we're joined by Sherry Taylor, the founder and CEO of Fulcrum HR Consulting, a company which specializes in partnering with small to mid-sized businesses to provide both tactical and strategic human resources direction here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. So Sherry, why is it important for HR to have strong alliances and partner with other related professionals such as employment attorneys, accounting and tax advisors, and benefit service providers?
It's really important for HR professionals to know their limits, know what they know, but also know have an appreciation, really, of knowing what they don't know. So, as I was mentioning before, you know, in a workplace investigation situation that I've gotten involved with many times, if it's not an overly complicated situation, legally complex situation, there are many times where it can be resolved by my company, and there is no need to get an employment attorney involved. However, there are situations where it is absolutely necessary. The situation is serious enough that, you know, of course, I always let the company owner know that we need to engage the services of an employment attorney. But that absolutely comes to pass, you know, depending on the critical nature of the situation. But the same holds true with, you know, other areas of specialty like benefits providers, you know. It's, first of all, it's faster and less expensive to engage a professional that handles that specific thing as a business, right? So a benefits broker, for instance, is going to readily have information on what's available, prices, and so I'm going to work with that person to provide service to my client. So there's always those partnerships and alliances going on behind the scenes as part of the service offering.
Lastly, how can a well-defined HR strategy help companies grow their business?
A well-defined HR strategy is so critical to a company's success. You know, it's the core component of what drives the company to be the company that they are. So having an idea of what you want to offer your employees, what the work environment will be, what your policies and procedures are, you know, what types of training you're going to offer to your employees so that they can grow and be better employees that serve the company, are all extremely critical to define if you want to have a business that's going to be in business long term. So it's best to start that process early and make sure that you maintain you know, those objectives and those visions that drive the company to grow each year.
Well, Sherry, it certainly has been good to have had you. Really informative, and certainly appreciate your expertise shared here today on human resources and HR consulting. Where can listeners get all the details on your firm, Fulcrum HR Consulting?
If somebody wants additional information, they can reach out to me through my website, which is Fulcrum, F-U-L-C-R-U-M, HRconsult.com.
Again, Sherry, thanks so much for all the information shared here today and for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Sherry Taylor, the founder and CEO of Fulcrum HR Consulting, a company which specializes in partnering with small to mid-sized businesses to provide both technical and strategic human resources direction. And for further details, visit FulcrumHRConsult.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.